from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
G'day.
Yesterday, if you listened to the previous episode, we went off air.
Oh, yeah.
While we were recording this. Can you just make sure that we don't go off air while this is happening?
Yeah, the button is not flashing.
Okay.
So we're good.
Because once that crisis was averted, you were like, gee, I can't believe I didn't see that.
Well, do you know what I've just realised? Mm. And this is not going to, no one who's listening to the podcast is going to care, but you will. Because our desk is now off air, turns itself off air.
Yeah.
That flashing button didn't flash.
Of course not. Great.
So, technically not my fault, is what I'm hearing.
Technically could have been your fault if you wanted to take some credit for it. But we're back on air now and, yeah, show back up and running. Is it our best show?
Nah. Our best show ever? Mm. Are you smoking marijuana?
No, it's not our best, is it?
It's not our best ever.
No.
No, there were some good moments, but...
Big Boss Benny came on, we roasted the crap out of him.
Yeah. That was fun. He's so grumpy when he gets on it.
He sure is. He's lovely to us, actually.
Yeah, he's not a grumpy person.
No, people think that he doesn't like us and we don't like him because they hear what's on the air.
Yeah, you bought him free lunch today.
I did. And he didn't even say thank you, actually.
Didn't he?
No.
Dirty dog.
I said, do you want some goods? And he goes, no thanks. And I was like, well, here's your burrito I've got you. And he's like, oh, all right.
Maybe he is grumpy.
Yeah, maybe. He's actually no different. On air, off air. Hey, enjoy. We do have a Christmas card announcement coming up real soon.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
And yesterday on the show, between about 3:30 and 4, we launched an investigation, Tassie.
We thought that 2024 might be the year that Christmas cards officially die out.
Mm-hmm.
They've been a dying art. Fewer people are sending and receiving Christmas cards. I know that we're getting 30 or 40 like we would have when we were kids.
No, I don't remember last time I had one. Apart from the little like stickers that you get that you stick onto Christmas presents that say to Ellie.
Oh yeah, and then the little book. Yeah. They don't count though.
No.
Proper Christmas cards that you receive weeks early, months early, you hang them up over the fireplace.
Yeah.
Or, you know, TV.
Yeah.
It was less romantic when it was over the TV, but that's what we had to do.
So we finished the show yesterday and we were blown away by the amount of people that chimed in saying, yeah, they might get one or two a year, but it's not the same as it used to be.
Yeah.
So how can we change this, Tassie?
And how can we do a Christmas card for the modern era? How can we bring 2024 into Christmas cards? We had a lightning bolt moment.
We did.
A lightning bolt moment?
Yeah, look, I wasn't going to correct you.
Okay, thank you.
We have decided, Sunny Coast, to do a limited run.
Very limited.
Of Ellie and Taz AI-generated Christmas cards. So?
They won't be pictures of us.
No.
It'll be AI. But it'll show how bad AI is. We have been trying for 24 hours to try and generate a picture that looks like you and or me.
It's been so fun. I've signed up to 3 different free trials of AI photo generation websites. My favourite so far has been I typed in, make a cheesy Christmas card using Ellie and Taz from CFM on the Sunshine Coast.
Totally.
A picture of 2 dogs with Christmas hats popped up.
Yeah, golden retrievers. Just staring at the camera in front of a Christmas tree.
Why does AI think we're dogs?
I don't know, but I kind of love it.
I kind of love it too.
How
we're
going to
keep having a fiddle.
How many? Well, thank
with
you.
The Christmas card, with the
AI.
The AI.
We're fiddling with AI.
Correct. Yes.
Which is probably what it was designed to do, to be fair. How many is limited run? How many are we going to do? How many are we going to make? And are we going to write in every single card that we send?
I think there's going to be something fun in each of the cards.
Okay.
Yes.
That can be tomorrow's job.
Yep. Yeah. We got to spruce up the cards.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll deliver them to people's houses. I mean, not hand deliver. Come on. We're wheels down for the year.
Yeah. We've got some kids that work for us in our promo team. They can do the hard
luck. We'll post it out to you. But you will have a piece of memorabilia. You'll have a Christmas card.
You'll get a Christmas card. So do we want to start giving away our first few?
Sure.
545-11919. Do you want a Christmas card from Ellie and I?
Yeah, it'll have a special little message in there, don't you worry, and you'll see what AI has come up with.
You know what we should do? We can't afford to fill all the cards with cash.
Yeah.
But we should be like the grandma.
Yeah.
One of them has a $20 note in.
$20? I reckon we give them a pineapple at least.
That's going to be out of the Cheney fund, I think.
Nah, surely we've got a budget. Benny, do we have? Yeah, no, it's good. We've got a fitty. All right, if you want some of the first, some of the inaugural
Sunny Coast is already Christmas calling cards. Through. I think we give away two spots.
Okay.
Right now. Let's all just right. go to the phones. 545-11919. Who's this?
Oh, it's Edward. Hello,
Edward. Thank you for calling through on this auspicious occasion. Would you like a Christmas card?
I would love a Christmas card.
You got one, babe!
Well done!
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold the line and we'll get your address off the air. In the meantime, though, let's just keep on moving down this. I can't believe people actually want this, Taz. Luke, is that you or Ben?
It's Ben.
Hello, Ben. Are you keen for a little Ellie and Taz Christmas card as well?
Pardon?
That's not the enthusiasm we're after. Ben, would you like a Christmas card from us?
Yes, please.
Hey!
You got one!
Amazing. Good on you, Ben.
Full deck of callers calling through right now. Sunny Coast wants these cards.
They do indeed. Who have we got here?
Zane.
Zano, you keen to put some Ellie and Taz Christmas cards on your mantle at home?
Yep.
Have you got a mantle?
No.
Okay. Mum loved that one. Wasn't that good, Mum? Didn't deserve a laugh.
No, they rarely do. All right, Zane, you're getting one as well. Look, Sunny Coast.
Yes.
There'll be more chances
for you to get these hot properties. Stop calling. We don't have enough at the moment. We've said very limited run. One of the cards is going to have a $50 note in from the Cheney Fund.
Whoa.
Well, I can't afford it.
Okay, fair. All right. What? Why can I then?
And we don't even know what the card's going to look like. It may not end up being you and me on the cover.
It'll probably be the cute two dog photo.
Some sort of AI. It's going to be Taz with three eyes and Ellie with four ears, which is only one too many, which is weird.
Honestly, it could be worth heaps one day. All right, keep listening throughout the week for your chance to get your hands on an Ellie and Taz Christmas card.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
David Guetta. Ava Max. And heaps of other people who've already sung that song before. It's Forever Young.
And it
on
didn't
CFM.
Need to be done again, David.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Just stick with the origi. I mean, it's great. I love everything that we play here at CFM, quite obviously.
I don't.
You're the music guy.
I know.
Anyway, we're Ellie and Taz. Also in the studio right now.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
Good cause.
What?
What?
That music chat was boring as. That's all I had to say. Anyway.
This is a live review of the show, Benny. Sunny Coast. This is what we're subjected to.
This is where you two just
what could we have done better?
Just not talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Sung by like 700,000 artists and whatever. So, it's...
Into the mic if you can.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thanks, listen to that live air check. What do you want?
Technique. Look, yesterday on the show, we spoke to a lovely woman named Ange who lives up in Noosa, and she posted on the Noosa community board recently saying, guys, I just found a scorpion in my kitchen.
I grew up on the Sunny Coast. I've never seen a scorpion before. Yeah.
I found one at my place in Warana.
Did you?
Really? Yeah.
Well, Taz and I were so shocked by this. We didn't realise there were scorpions here. So we were all chatting about it in the office. And Big Boss Benny, the reason we've got you on the show today is because you then dropped a scorpion-related bombshell on us. Please share it with the coast.
I used to have a pet scorpion. And then Cheney goes, and you used to have two earrings too, so you're a red flag.
No, that was me.
That was Taz, actually.
That was me. I said double earring Benny would have had a scorpion.
Yeah, and then Cheney labelled that guy as a red flag.
Yeah, 100%.
How was that a red flag? I had a scorpion. I was with my now wife. We had a scorpion. My name was Sam.
We? It wasn't Mel's scorpion.
No, we had it. Was this in our...
You had it?
We got it when we were in Melbourne. And then we moved to Sydney, and I had to travel with Sandy in the front seat.
Sandy?
Yeah, we called her Sandy, the scorpion.
What? Okay. Talk me through what possessed you to buy Sandy in the first place.
Well, it's like anyone that would own a dangerous animal, there's this whole sort of rush. Well,
Did you go to the animal refuge and you locked eyes with the scorpion and you went, oh, got to take it home.
Trying to bring some comedic gear here to it. No, mate.
I liked it.
Did you both?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Is there a scorpion shop? Go to your music chat.
No, idiot. There's not it's a pet shop.
A pet shop?
If you got it, like a lot of pet shops can sell snakes and lizards and stuff. In Melbourne, we found this pet shop that sold exotic insects, which was a scorpion.
It was down a secret little alleyway. You had to come there like late at night, Gary, on a Thursday.
Paying coins
only.
He'd
open up his trench coat.
And sold illegal passports too. No, it was good. We named it Sandy.
So you and Mel, like, blossoming romance, and you just one night are like, hey, baby, Let's get a scorpion. Is that how it happened?
Yeah, we were like, we were just lying in bed, completely okay. Starkers, and went, hey, let's get a scorpion.
Whoa.
No, we were, Mel's very, very, like, she loves her animals, always right. has. And then we were at the pet store. I think we were getting something for the a cat or a dog, I can't remember now. And we saw the scorpions. And I was like, how cool would this be, Mel? And Mel goes, yeah, this would be cool. And so we like, end up getting it.
Do you pat it and stuff? Like, hold, do you throw a ball it. For it?
This is what you brought me in for.
545.
Yes, I did.
119 Sunny Coast. This is your chance.
I used to walk it, Ellie. I used to have a little scorpion lead. I'd
Benny,
walk around the block.
This is our show, Benny. 545
bullies.
9. Is a scorpion having a scorpion a red flag?
It's so not.
It is. If I were to meet a guy.
You hold it. You held it. You used to hold it because they won't sting the ground they're on. And then we'd feed it live crickets.
If I were to meet a lovely man such as yourself, we go on a date, it goes well, and you say, hey, do you want to come see my scorpion?
No, lover of pets. Honest dating profile that would say lover of pets.
That's got
pets.
Innuendo written all over it. Come back to mine and let's go see the scorpion.
It is such a red
go on, Jamie. Let's go at the spa. I'll
flop out the scorpion.
Flop okay. out the scorpion, guys. So
we got a $50 voucher to Nambour Cinemas to give away as well. 545-11919.
I was about to do some trouser piping gear,
Shash. I'm bringing him down. You're the boss, man. You're supposed to have good radio technique. Ben's in Little Mountain. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Now, do you think owning a scorpion's a red flag?
Yeah, well, I'm with Big Boss Benny on this one. It is definitely not a red flag.
Good boy. Aww. Thanks, Benny.
See, I had a scorpion, I had a tarantula and a snake.
Yeah,
now, when I lived in Darwin a few years ago, I was still in the army. I was living on base and I wanted a low-maintenance sort of pet. So I went down to the local pet store, right? Bought a scorpion, later bought a tarantula, later bought a snake. And the woman that I bought these off, I'm now married to her.
Whoa!
Wow. Thank you. Hey, Benny, and tell these guys too, you can hold the scorpion.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, definitely.
See?
You weren't interested in the fact that...
When you pick it up and you pick it up from the tail, yeah. right, so you don't get stung. But the thing is, that as soon as it latches onto, if it latches onto you, don't let go. Oh. Don't let go of its tail, because then it's going to swing around and sting you with the tail, right?
Yeah. Benny gets
it's an art form.
That just doesn't sound like features that I want.
Me
pet,
and Benny,
to be
see,
honest. Oh, it's not something you can cuddle at night like a puppy dog, of course.
No.
But
no,
I wouldn't have thought still so. Fantastic. It's still a fantastic pet to have.
Wow.
Thank you, Benny.
All right,
thank you. So far, your little prank's not working, you two.
Running in the name. Big Boss Benny and Benny agreeing. All right, well, let's keep it going, though. Who wants to roast Benny? 545-11919.
You turned me off again.
Oh, sorry, I turned you off again.
Fair dinkum.
We asked a guy, actually, that came through the radio building this morning who works at a zoo locally, and we said, hey, look, what do you think owning a scorpion as a pet?
Mm.
And he goes, well, if you own lizards or snakes, you can be a normal person. He said, but if you own like an insect or a scorpion, normally you're a little weird.
Okay, so
that was what the guy
let's take out our professional titles for a sec.
Oh, no. I don't want to do that.
Would you say I'm a weird person?
In what way?
Well, this is what you just made the claim that scorpion owners.
Owning the scorpion makes you own weirder.
But prior to that, do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, you've got some quirks. I definitely agree that you've got some quirks.
Maybe. I think it takes a weird sort of person to own a scorpion.
Let's put it to the people, though. 545-11919. Karen is in Noosaville. Karen, do you think owning a scorpion makes you a red flag?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Why is that, kids? Say you're down at the pub, some striking bloke, myself, it meets you down there for a couple of skewies, takes you back to my place to show you the scorpion. Are we on or not?
No.
Good.
And why not, though? You can't just say no.
She's just echoed every single woman on the sunny coast.
Yes. That is a flat no.
Flat no. There's no reason. Hang girls on. Don't give me a reason why it's a red flag.
So you're at the pub and a striking man, myself, comes up to you.
Can we just not let that slide for a second? Did you like that?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Hey, so we're always looking to pivot out of the radio game. When we love our jobs, we love the sunny coast, we love the listeners, but we also love some sort of business opportunity. We're very lucrative.
We love money, Taz.
Yes,
let's just say it.
We don't have any.
And radio doesn't pay much unless you're Kyle and Jackie O.
So how about this for a business venture? Mm-hmm. There is a Sunny Coast institution for sale at the moment. I'm hoping to dip into the Ellie Cheney Trust Fund here
Oh,
gonna need
pretty empty.
Gonna need a lot of millions of dollars.
Oh, well, look, that could be a hurdle in this venture.
However, you and I could go in as partners, buying Bly Bly Water Sports Complex.
Oh, dunzo. Are
what
you
do
kidding?
You think?
Well, so you know
and
that
all
dream.
The little businesses in there. You know, they've got the fishing, they've got the wake park, they've got the inflatable.
Inflatable park.
Which was great when I was a kid.
Oh, I stacked it so hard off there last year. A couple of years ago. Yeah. I ate it.
Did you fall off the high one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, boop, 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 down, you know?
Oh, we know exactly. That was a perfect sound effect for what happened on the inflatable. If you're an adult or a kid that hasn't done that yet and you've been driving past, you got to do it.
It's so much
fun. But what do you think?
Well, look, I'm going to struggle to come up with the 8.2 mil that they want for it.
Yeah.
But what are GoFundMes for these days? You know?
Head to our Instagram to... No, we're not going to do that. We don't have the capital.
But... We don't, but we have... Do we know rich people?
Mark and Carol. So they've owned it for like a decade.
Yeah.
The current owners, they're looking to retire. They want to pass it on to someone that's going to carry the legacy on here on the sunny coast.
8.2 milli.
I mean, Bly Bly's only getting busier.
Well,
you know, like it's a great location.
I read that this can hold up to 1,000 people a day. Like if we're getting 1,000 people through the gates,
yeah,
we'll make our 8.2 milli back in no time.
We need to crunch some numbers.
We do need to crunch some numbers. Which one would you like to head up? Which business?
The wake park.
You like the wake park
with the boards.
Are you any good at that?
I've done it once, and I was terrible. Because I went with my mate. You know what? I would have been fine, but I went with my mate who had a subscription. He would go every
subscription.
Week. Yeah, he was like a member there.
Yeah,
he didn't have to pay. He just waltzed in and went, "Yep, no worries."
He's
and he showed us how it's done. He goes, "This is what you do."
Yeah.
And then I got out there going, I'm struggling to stay up at this point.
So how do you then feel like you could enhance the business if you don't know how to do
it? No, I'm just doing it so that I don't have to pay every time and then I go on for free and then I get better. Then we can put that on my Tinder that you're apparently running unsuccessfully.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We got another match today, by the way. We'll talk about that later. Yeah, that's actually a good point. You with a wakeboard would pump up your Tinder profile a bit.
100%.
That's a hot hobby for a guy to have is wakeboarding.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all the wakeboarders out there.
Yeah, good on you. And owner of a wakeboard park. Whoa.
But it's big
hot
news.
Property.
I hope it goes to someone that, wants to build it, grow it, make it a big thing here on the sunny coast into the future.
Do you know what I read also? That the land next to it is also for sale. So enlarge it, baby.
What would you add?
A theme park.
Think movie world, but bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We're asking the question this afternoon. What have you impulse bought?
This is particularly pertinent when it comes to visiting Kmart.
Oh, yeah.
Kmart is one of those stores you step into and you know the moment you're going in there that you're not coming out with less than five things.
Not many people are walking into Kmart knowing what they need. Are they?
Oh, no, often you will go in for one thing.
You have an idea. You have a loose idea. Oh, I might need a shirt. But you don't know what you're going to come out with.
Yeah.
Also Black Friday as well. A lot of sales, bargains. People are hoping to spend cash.
Yep.
All of a sudden they see the price.
Yeah.
And they go,
30% off.
I'll have one of those. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. It happened to our receptionist, Danny. She sent us a video last night saying, I just had to take money from my rent account to pay for a ukulele I purchased in Kmart. Went in to buy a bath mat, came in with a ukulele.
Yeah, and poor thing too, because she's, just not wanting to spend a huge amount of cash leading into Christmas. She's not made of money, poor thing.
Yeah.
But she just saw the ukulele and went, you know what? This might help me.
This is it. Impulse buying. We want to hear your stories, particularly after Black Friday. If you've got a good story, just before I was swapping stories with Sarah, who works in our sales, she said she came in going, who wants a Hubba Bubba? And she had packets of Hubba Bubba and she said, I just saw them. I bought them.
She had a handful of packets. Like she had hundreds of bits of gum as an impulse buy. I want to make sure as well. The Ellie and Taz show is a safe space.
Oh, no judgment.
You may not want to admit to it.
Yeah.
But this is a safe space for you to just let it out, air out that dirty laundry. What did you spend the money on that maybe you shouldn't have?
I went to the shops for milk this morning.
Mm.
Came out with two Aldi versions of shapes.
Yeah.
Two boxes. Why? I don't know.
You went to Aldi?
I went to Aldi.
Yeah, I did that once. I went in wanting milk or bread or something.
Yeah.
Ended up spending $100 on binoculars.
Katie is in Palmview. Katie, have you made an impulse buy?
I have. I went to Aldi, good old Aldi. Went in there for some meat chips and dips for a party. Walked out with a hedge trimmer and a snorkel because that's what everyone wants to set up to a party with, right?
A hedge trimmer and a snorkel.
I mean, not two items that usually go hand in hand with each other.
And guess what? I forgot the dip.
No.
Oh, I did. One job.
Oh, well, you know. But that's what, like, I could be everyone's friend with a hedge trimmer and a snorkel. So,
true. That's what I wanted at a party.
Hedge trimmer and a snorkel, good for cutting the seagrass.
Exactly.
You don't have to pretend, Katie, that was not supposed to be a good joke. I was hoping Ellie was going to give me a little pity laugh.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't get it at first.
I wanted to try
honest.
And combine the
yeah,
two.
Yeah, you did really well. No, I'm actually proud of you. Good job.
You know, I'm wasted on this
cutting
show.
Cutting the seagrass. Good one.
Is that your real laugh?
No, it's not.
Is that a terrible?
Let's go to Trish in Sippy Downs. Trish, have you made an impulse purchase?
Wasn't myself, although I probably have made quite a few over the years. My father-in-law used to play lawn bowls, went out to buy a hat, came home with a new car.
Why did you need the lawn bowls premise?
Did you buy the hat? Because it was a lawn bowls hat he was going to get.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I thought it was going to be a lawn bowls car he picked up with. And I was like, hang on.
No, 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 no. He went out specifically to buy a new hat for lawn bowls and, yeah, came home with a car.
There you go.
So good.
Thanks, Trish. We'll go to Andrea in Budrum. Hello, Andrea. Have you made an impulse buy?
I have several.
What's the worst?
The worst was once I went to Aldi, that place always gets you, and I bought a Dutch pancake maker, and it never saw the light of day out of the box, lived in the cupboard for about 8 years until we moved house, and it ended up at the op shop.
What's the difference between a Dutch pancake maker and a normal pancake maker?
They're like little mini pancakes, and it kind of like it's like almost like a toasted sandwich maker, but for little mini pancakes. And my partner still reminds me of it when we go to Aldi. He always says, "Don't buy a Dutch pancake maker."
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, Tazzy, about nearly a week ago now, something was released that you are yet to have seen.
Yeah, I came across it about a week ago. I have made sure I haven't clicked on the link. I haven't spoiled it. Mm-hmm. It is a top 25 pop stars of this century so far. Since we're a quarter of the way in, 2024 is pretty much wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
We're a good quarter of the way through.
Oh, nearly at 25, buddy. Mm-hmm. You're right. So Billboard, who are the big dogs in music, they've compiled this list, right? Only 25 artists have made the cut. This is both solo artists and groups.
Cool.
I've said to you, you are the music guy at CFM, right? You know more about music than anyone else here. Can you guess who has made the cut and who has been taken off the list?
Oh, okay. Well, can I ask a couple of questions?
You can.
Is it bands or is it just pop stars?
There are a couple of bands in there.
Couple of bands. Is there anybody that's really only had one song, but the song has been so massive that they've made the list? For example, Lil Nas X with Old Town Road.
Incorrect. No, it's not. Okay. It's not song-based. It's artist-based.
Thank you. Okay, I'll take Psy, Gangnam Style, off the list then. Thank you.
Yep.
Great. Pharrell Williams, Happy was huge, but again, not big enough.
Not on there.
Thanks anyway. All right. I'm going to say some names.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if they're in the top 25.
Okay.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga has come in at number 5.
All right.
Okay, that's 1 out of 25. Good job, buddy.
Lady Gaga's number 5.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if I can get the top 5.
Okay.
The Weeknd.
Unfortunately.
Oh, come on. How many songs does this guy have to have for him to make the top 5?
Okay, all right. Well, calm your farm.
Sorry.
I can confirm that The Weeknd is in the top 25. The Weeknd has come in at 18th. I can feel my face
when I'm with you. Okay.
I wouldn't have put The Weeknd in there, to be honest.
He's got the most streamed song of all time. He's actually got two of the top 5 most streamed songs ever.
What? This one?
Blinding Lights, I think, is number one.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, let's get the easy ones out of the way.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, my favourite artist of all time,
mm-hmm.
has come in the list, yes.
Number one.
I am.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Get him, Ed.
Mortified by the fact that he has come in at 24. This is what I mean. I've disregarded the whole list.
Also.
Rogue choice of song.
Very rogue.
Uni, it's my favourite of his.
No one listening to this right now knows that song.
Okay, sorry. It was the first one that came up in the bloody list.
That's all right. We'll move on.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift has. You'd think. What number do you think she's at?
One or two. I was expecting Weekend to be number one.
Were you?
Mm.
She's come in at number two.
Yes. Okay.
Rogue. I would have put her at number one for sure.
So it's including the 2000s as well. Like, these are all newer names.
Since 2000. Yeah. So there are some older acts in there.
Okay, older acts. Mm-hmm. Let's go Rihanna.
Rihanna has come in at number three.
Hey!
You haven't got number one yet.
Oh, my gosh. Who's better than Rihanna? Oh, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber has made the list. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber is not number one. Justin Bieber's right up at number eight.
Okay, two more guesses. Get to the news. Two more guesses.
Yeah.
Post Malone.
Post Malone hasn't made the list.
Oh, bull. Okay. All right.
Come on, music guy. Who's the biggest artist of this century?
Beyonce.
Your last guess. You want to lock that in? I can confirm. Beyonce made the list.
Yeah.
You want to lock her in at number one?
Yeah. Come on.
That is correct.
Yay!
I'm going to let her finish.
I'm putting a bloody ring on it, everybody.
Taylor Swift should have been number one. I said it. You heard it here first.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hit the button. It's Bandle time, baby. Every day we're looking for a mystery song. I'm playing along, Ellie's playing along, and so are you. Sunny Coast, we're trying to decipher this mystery song. Today, we are going back to the 80s. It's before you and I were here. So, 80s babies, kids out there that love the 80s music, we need your help. 545-11-919. When you think you know what this song is, we're going to add on instrument by instrument until it gets easier and easier. We're going to start off with the drums.
All righty, let's do it. Layer number one.
Do you think you could play that on the drums right now if I give you a drum kit?
Yeah. Oh, that sounded like he made a mistake in that, to be honest. Like, he sounded like he took a misstep with the drum.
He might have done.
Banged a bongo when he didn't need to bang a bongo.
God, I hate when I do that. Let's go and let's add in the bass and synth.
Oh.
So today's from 1980. And as soon as you know what it is, 545-11-919, because me and Ellie, we might need your help.
It's sounding familiar-ish.
It's sounding like a song.
Yeah.
I just don't know what that is.
It's not going to help us, really, to be honest.
Let's add another instrument, because I haven't got much, really.
Oh, hold on. We have got someone calling through already.
How do you know what it is already? Who have we got here?
Natalie.
Hello, hey, Natalie.
Hey. What do you think that song is? Have you got a guess for us?
Oh, it's a guess, a wild guess. Is it Last Christmas by Wham?
Oh, it would make sense for Bandle to start doing Christmassy
stuff.
Songs.
It's not Last Christmas, I'm afraid, Natalie.
Good attempt, though. Love it.
And everybody playing Whamageddon's just breathed a sigh of relief as well.
It ready to go, just in case. Here we go.
Oh. Keep it. Yeah, come on. What? Yeah. I've got no idea. I've got nothing.
It's not familiar to you?
No, 1980. We're going back to 545-11-919. Is this Shannon?
Actually, it's her daughter, Piper.
Hello, hey, Piper. Well done, Piper. You're not from the 80s, are you?
No.
That's the olden days to Piper.
Well, that's black and white.
Piper, you reckon you know what song it is?
Not sure if it's in the right time, but I'm thinking Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson.
Oh. I like that as a guess. I'm typing it in to my phone here. It's not saying it's right, Piper, but I love the guess. Thank you so much. Oh, she's gone.
Good on you, Pipes.
Let's go down the line. A lot of people calling through now. It must be obvious to people that
yes.
we're alive back then, which is not you or me. All right, who have we got here?
We have Tina. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Tina.
You sound very excited. I feel like you have nailed the answer. What do you reckon it is?
I reckon it's upside down. Why oh. turn me inside out? Out.
Diana Ross, upside down.
Diana Ross.
Oh, Tina, you've done it. Well done.
Well done, Tina.
Not my age.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Lack of, Tina. Lack of
age. Yeah, exactly. Awesome. You're a spring chicken. Well done, sister. Vandal. We'll be back tomorrow, Sunny Coast.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Single guy, and as of only last week, I've had somebody move in.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, I have been living by myself pretty much all year. I just want to say December 3, mm-hmm. or December 2 actually, last night, I put my tree up.
Did you?
I did. Solo
well
Christmas
done.
Tree. Just for me. I have a question though.
Yeah.
Lights, Christmas lights, do they go on first or last?
First.
So did I. I thought that too.
Yeah.
You put them on first because otherwise you want them, like they're all going to be in the way with all the ornaments and baubles and things, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't see the lights after putting in on all of the tinsel and the baubles. They just cover all the lights up.
Tinsel's overrated.
So what I did, I know I scrapped the tinsel firstly, is I unwound the lights. So I did them first and I went, not happy with that. Unwound the lights and I put them around again last over the ornaments. Looks great now.
Does it?
Yep. I am a Christmas lights last kind of guy.
Wow.
Could be a phone topic for tomorrow's show.
It could be.
Christmas lights last or first. But it's up. And you know what I've done actually, because I live alone pretty much, is I've put the tree in the window so that other people, because I'm in like a unit, other people will be able to see in and go, wow, they're really Christmassy up there.
Oh, that's nice.
There's nothing else Christmassy in my entire place.
That's okay.
But I've done it to show off.
Yeah. I'm actually so proud of you. I've never had a Christmas tree.
What?
Like I've never had, since I moved out of home.
You've never had a Christmas tree that hasn't been your parents?
No, because I always go home for Christmas to Perth.
Yeah.
And they've got theirs up.
You live with people though.
Yeah.
And Christmas isn't just the day. It's like from now and the next couple of weeks leading up to Christmas.
No, but I figure it's like, it's the day.
So
if
why
not,
would people,
if I'm not going to be there on Christmas Day,
why would
I have a
people
tree?
Put up the tree now if it's just for Christmas Day?
Because they're going to be there on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I'm not.
But the tree still has value between now and Christmas.
Yeah. It's a lot of work because then you have to take it down before you go away.
You've lived in a share house of like 8 people.
I know. For like 10 years and I've never had a Christmas tree.
Grinch. You absolutely Grinch.
Mum does it and then I just use hers to put my Christmas presents under.
Listen to her.
I'm 33 years old. Anyway. Proud of you, Tazzy. I really am.
Thank you. So, I thought it was a big, even though I was just doing it for the fake, you know, look how Christmassy I am when I'm not really.
Yeah, but, good on you. Proud of you. All right, let's play some Christmas music. It's Eminem, My Name Is, CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I made someone roll their eyes this morning and I only realised after the interaction what I'd done wrong, right?
Yeah.
So I'm walking to my house and there's a council worker whippersnippering the lawn. Kind of near my house.
Yeah.
And so he kind of looked up, you know, gave me a nod, hello. I said hello. And then I did something that I reckon he would have had done to him 1,000 times in his life.
Did you give him the sexy wink?
No. No, I did not give him the sexy wink. Also, the wink you just gave me was not sexy.
Guys can't sexy wink.
It looked a bit like it was, you know, you were having a bit of a conniption there. I said to him, when you're done with that, you can do my lawn if you want.
No.
And he just gave me the weakest, like, he just looked at me. The word I'd use to describe it, exasperated. Mm. He was just like, uh-huh.
He's tired.
He would
it's hot out there.
Yes. Yeah. It's such a crap gag. Yeah. Why did I feel the need to make it? I don't know.
No. You feel like you have to fill those silences.
Yes.
I think every... like every job has those jokes, though, that people make to you.
Yeah.
You know, you meet someone, you hear that they are that from that profession, you hit them with the gag. For us, for example, hello, I'm Ellie, blah, 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 I'm on the radio. Mm-hmm. They go, Hang on.
Come on, do your best impression
of everybody we've ever met. Yeah. As soon as you learn, like we say that we're on radio, they go, oh, either, I wouldn't have picked that because of you look too good for radio.
Oh, yeah.
But if I say it on radio, they go, makes sense. You got the face for radio, am I right? We've copped it 1,000 times. I mean, it's a good joke.
Oh,
I love it.
It was good the first time, but
it's still good. I don't mind the face for radio.
By all means.
If you see me in the flesh, hit me with the face for radio gag. Don't mind it at all.
Okay.
All right. 545-11919. What do you do for a job?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the joke that you cop?
Yeah. Is it as bad as the ones we've described? 545-11919. And you're going the running for that $50 Greensmith grocers voucher. If you want it, call us now.
Veronica from Caloundra West. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Hey, we're good, thanks, sister. Is this a common occurrence in your life?
Look, it's not what I do for a job, but it's what my partner, Tony, always says to this particular person in their field.
Oh, no.
I know. And I cringe every time. So, you know those places, they're called Bay Audio. It's the hearing screening place.
Yeah.
You know how they're in shopping centres?
Yes, yeah. And they stop you for a hearing test when you walk past.
Yeah, they stop you for a hearing thing. And then he always, always, without fail, he's like, huh? What? You know?
That's good gear. That's...
I mean, for once, one hearing of it, it's great. But any more than that, and they'll be going, come on.
Look, mind you, he probably does need a hearing check, but yeah. I won't tell him that. But look, every time he does it, I'm always mouthing off to the people saying, like, I'm sorry. He doesn't hear me. But I'm convinced they know him by now, because lately, every time we walk past, the same bunch of go into our local poll. It's like they don't. It's like they recognise him and don't say anything.
They blacklisted him.
His face is up in the break room. Do not try and talk to this guy.
Look at this guy.
He's next to 2,000 or 3,000 people that hit them with the huh.
Yeah.
I know. And it would be. It would. They'll probably have like a hit list.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I think it's a great gag. When I worked in retail,
done with it.
I used to get all the time if something didn't scan properly.
Oh, I knew where you were going
right?
with it.
Oh, it must be free then.
Must be free. It's not. Okay, let's go to the phones. 545-11919. What's that joke that you just hear too much? Millie from Meriden Plains. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Millie. We're good, thank you. Tell us, what's the joke?
So it's not customer service, but it's my dad. Mm. And whenever my mum and I are wandering through crowds, he'll tell everyone and their bloody dog that he calls us potholes because we're always in the road.
I like that one.
So what, he'll just say, like, careful, couple of potholes here or something?
Yeah, and then he'll follow it with, and that, my wife, she calls me a T-shirt because I call her a T-shirt because she's always on my back.
Classic dad jokes.
So he's got a few on rotation that he's just rolling out.
Yeah, same ones though.
Has he done it since you were a kid, Mills?
Yes, same jokes.
You can hear the tiredness in Millie's voice.
She's done. Yeah. She's tired.
He has, Taz. Good on you, sister. Thank you. We'll go now to Rhiannon in Mountain Creek. Is that you?
Hi, it's Eli.
Oh, it's Eli.
Eli.
Sorry, Eli. Do you have a joke that you get all the time or do you make it?
Yep. Pardon?
What's the joke you get all the time?
Oh, what's the difference between a plum and a rabbit?
A plum and a rabbit?
Yeah.
One's purple and one's cuddly.
No.
They're both purple except for the rabbit.
They're both purple except for the rabbit.
Yeah, it's my dad's joke.
Tell your dad, it's not a great one.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.